In that case, I will invite Commissioner Liberty forward to present around what the Department of Corrections is doing regarding the supervised community confinement program, the calculation and application of good time to sentences, and any other issue that will come up from the commission. Good morning, Commissioner Liberty.
Good morning. We have a PowerPoint prepared for you, and it'll be up here shortly.
Okay, but great.
In the interest of time, I'll get started. The first slide that you'll see talks about the system of good time that we currently have in the state of Maine by statute. And that's broken down into three different categories. And those categories are, they occurred on the dates of 1983 and 1995 and 2004. And depending on when the individual was convicted, that's what the time frame that they fall under. So you'll see in the first slide that good time is calculated depending upon the conviction date of the individual that's incarcerated. And that's broken down into three different sections, as you'll see in the slide, 1983, 1995, and 2004. Next slide, please. Currently, DOC has a population of 1,646 individuals. 1,589 of those individuals are eligible for good time. 57 are ineligible because they're doing a life sentence. That makes them ineligible. The criteria for good time includes engaging in work, education, other programming, pro-social sort of a work, engagement that earns them good time. And when there's a suspended sentence, the only part of the sentence that earns the good time is the portion that's not suspended. So if it, as you see here, if an individual has a 14-year sentence, all but eight, the calculation is done on the eight-year portion of the good time calculation. Next slide. If a resident's committed a crime on May 1st, 1976 until October 1st, 1995, their calculations are determined by that date of sentencing. And currently there are 55 individuals of our total population that have this sort of calculation that we work. That group is, they receive 10 days off their sentence, which is a third of their sentence. And that's an upfront sort of awarded to them, anticipating that they will be well-behaved and programmatic. They also, under the 1983 code, the residents are able to add an additional 3 days for work sentence and participation. The 1995 good time code, this is if a resident committed a crime on or after October 1st, 1995, but before August 1st, 2004, time deducted as earn as you go sort of a model. These residents have good time that are calculated 2 days for good conduct and 3 days for work participation. Next slide. 2004 good time part one. This is broken down into two different areas because individuals that are convicted of murder, sex offense, or domestic violence on or after August 1st, 2004, it's an earn as you go, but they can only earn up to 5 days, 2 days for good conduct and 3 days for work program participation. The second section of this, and this is the category in which most of our residents fall under, is the 2000 good time. Non-murder, sex offense, or domestic violence after August 1st. And these individuals can earn 4 days for good conduct, 3 days for work and program participation, and two additional days may be awarded for certain work or education. And most of our residents fall into that category where they get 9 days a month if they're engaged in college, if they in a community environment where they're working in the community, like Fisher Plow down in the Rockland area, that sort of thing. So the bulk by far are receiving 9 days if they're in a community sort of environment. Otherwise, they're getting 7 days off their sentence.
That's per month.
Per month. Yeah, these are calculated per month. And, you know, sometimes the depending on the behavior, they lose that behavior or they lose some of that good time. And we reinstate that good time later on. If they're doing a five-year sentence, and they have a difficult time during a 6 month period and they're misbehaving, they lose that time. They can request to have that time reinstated if they have good behavior over a period of time. And we do that quite frequently. Let's talk a little bit. Any questions about the good time calculations and the three different areas that they...
Commissioner Mason.